We have approximately 6.4 million women in reproductive age in Afghanistan. And we are facing with a very high fertility rate, approximately 5.1. That means a woman will have, you know, approximately 5 children. So we think, you know, this is quite high. The issue is that we are facing is, you know, the rural areas with sometimes very few doctors or nurses available. And so it's not very attractive financially when you graduated from the town to go back to work at the rural level, at the village level. So what our strategy, of course, is to take young women that are willing to do this work. They are accepted by the community. They receive this 24-month training. They go to the main hospital at the provincial level for their training. It's quite a very serious training. And after that, they return back to the rural area where they have lived all their life. And we're setting small family health houses where the women in the village and around the village are coming, and the midwife are helping them to deliver and to take care of their newborn when the newborn has arrived.
Could you tell us a bit more about these health houses?
Many places of Afghanistan, there is a lot of problem of, you know, access. You have mountainous area. I mean, the roads are sometimes not always in good conditions. So people have difficulty to reach the health center. So they prefer to go to these small family health houses, which is, you know, a basic small health facility where the women can deliver safely.
When you say that women can go to these health houses to deliver safely, does that mean that these health houses are equipped with them?
Yes. Before, we had mobile teams that were going to rural areas. The problem of the mobile team is, you know, with the mobile team, you need a vehicle, you need healthcare workers that are willing to work with the mobile team and so on. But sometimes the mobile team doesn't reach. You know, for example, now we are in the winter and the mobile team have difficulty to access to serve of the country because of the road and the snow and the flowers and, you know, the different aspects. So this is why these family health houses, you know, this is a solution for the woman in the rural area. They have the basic equipment to do a safe delivery, you know, with the proper equipment and also some possibility to have, you know, sterilized equipment and disposable materials that could be used during the delivery.